As a photographer, Greta Rebus loves how much variety there is to hot springs all around the world. In just a bit, she shares a few of her favorites with tips on how to make yourself comfortable soaking with strangers anywhere. And one of Italy's top newspaper columnists shares his observations on the benefits of traveling by train. Beppe Severnini says the entertainment value of the people you meet is a big part of it. A retired newspaper man from Salt Lake City starts us out on today's Travel with Rick Steves, telling us why he finds himself returning to Sicily over and over again. The island of Sicily, while nominally a region of Italy, is really a world apart. Sitting at the toe of Italy's boot, in the middle of the Mediterranean, it's seen wave after wave of conquerors, and this complicated past makes it distinct. It's got spicier food, it's got a more festive lifestyle, it's got people who are Sicilian first and Italian second. Author John Cahey has been traveling to Italy for decades and written two books about Sicily since retiring as a newspaper journalist back in 2011. The books are Seeking Sicily and Sicilian Splendors, and he's joining us today to talk about the art of savoring the charms of Sicily. John, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, now, you wrote that having had no known ancestry there, Italy and Sicily keep summoning me. What is it about Sicily that would summon you if you don't have Sicilian roots?
I have to say that it's the people. I mean, the ancient history, of course, is fascinating, and I'm an amateur historian, so I read a lot about that. But it's the people, and I've ended up, after several trips to Sicily, I've got friends on that island that are a joy to have. People that I've just met, come across accidentally, talk to, sitting on a bench in a small town, engaging in conversation, and then all of a sudden that leads to friendships and future visits.
You know, that is so interesting you say that, John, because I've been traveling a lot all over Europe, and I've traveled to a lot of countries quite extensively, but there's no country in Europe where I know so many names and where I understand the social design of a little town. After enough visits, I learn who's the character, who's the problem, who's the hero, who's the caretaker. You know about this fascinating festival of life. And even as a traveler, you can be welcome into that scene, can't you?
Yes. Every time I go to a new Airbnb, for example, I will always send a message before I get there to the owner. And I'll say, do you know someone who is an expert on XYZ? And they almost always do. And they will, as soon as I get there, they will introduce me and we'll have a meal.
Ah.
And they will take the next day and they will show me here and there and they'll take me around. And we become friends. And that happened in a whole bunch of the books I've written.
That's a great tip. And I know from trying to write a good book, those are the moments that you get out your notepad and that are very, very fertile for getting that content that you want to weave into your book. You wrote about a coffee bar, a favorite coffee bar in Rocco. Can you tell us about why that was particularly memorable?
Well, I had been in Rocco two or three times for various reasons, and it was just always a nice stop along the way to somewhere else. And one time, there was a gentleman who, for some reason, just approached me on the street and introduced himself, and he recognized me as a tourist. He wanted to know where I was from, and he spoke decent English, and I spoke a little basic Italian, so we got along just fine. And about 2 years later, I'm back again, and I go into this place that I had frequented often. It was a nice little restaurant, some of the best food that I had had in Sicily. And he was sitting across the room. I immediately recognized him, didn't remember his name. And he looked up, saw me walk through the door, and he said, John Cahey, you're back.
Ah, wow.
And I loved it. It was, I mean, yeah. We sat and we had a great conversation again. And I've seen him a couple of times in trips there.
You have a knack for connecting with the locals, and that's a more important knack when it comes to enjoying a country than knowing what's in the museums, I think. I mean, looking through both, you've written two books, Seeking Sicily and Sicilian Splendors, and if you didn't have that knack for meeting people, they would be really short books. These are rich books filled with experiences you had with meeting people. I always remind people, you know, if you like Italy as far south as Rome, go further south because it gets better. If Italy's getting on your nerves by the time you get to Rome, don't go further south because it gets worse. It intensifies. And when you get down to Sicily, you've got Italy in the extreme, and it's more important than ever to be able to tap into that people-to-people dimension of travel. One thing I like to say, I've said it for years in my lectures, if you see four old guys sitting on a bench, ask them to scoot over. You got to join them, don't you?
Yeah, I remember one experience in Acitrezza, which is one of my favorite places to go to on the Ionian Sea on the east coast, north of Catania. And there was this little square that I would sit in every afternoon. And I went there and all the benches were taken, except there was this one spot next to these gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And I asked if I could have it. And they said, no, we're saving it for a friend of ours. Soon this old man was led by, I assume, a grandson over to that seat. And that's who they were waiting for. And he was sitting there for a while, and then he got up and left. And one of those gentlemen walked over, tapped me on the shoulder, and said, you can sit there now.
Ah.
And we had this wonderful conversation. It was struggling because they only spoke Sicilian dialect, and it was difficult, but we made each other's acquaintance, and that's the beauty of it all.
It sure is. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with John Cahey. He's collected his favorite places and experiences from Sicily in his books. He's written Sicilian Splendors and Seeking Sicily. You can find out more about John and listen to his previous interview about retracing the routes of ancient Roman roads from Rome to Istanbul with this week's show details at ricksteves.com/radio. John, tell me about the charms of Sicily as opposed to Italy. I mean, it's part of Italy technically, but it's certainly its own culture and its own way of life. What are the charms of Sicily?
You know, I've always made the distinction. When I write, I try to make the distinction between southern Italy and the island of Sicily, because Sicily is a world apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel more relaxed in southern Italy and Sicily, but especially Sicily, because now that there was a time, and I think in long ago memory, when Sicily was kind of a closed place because of the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
People did not welcome outsiders. Well, that's all changed. The island has opened up.
Mm-hmm.
People are reacting to that mafia heritage, which of course still exists under the surface and will probably always still exist under the surface.
Yeah, but the mafia, it kind of goes back to a Robin Hood kind of situation against bad foreign governments, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of colonial powers would take over Sicily, and the mafia would sort of, they would have their way with law and order, but they would win the support of the villagers by standing up against the government.
Mm-hmm.
And then rural Sicilians, I understand, kind of relied on the mafia rather than the police to settle disputes. But, of course, it's been a brutal kind of story. What's the latest with the mafia today? Are they still a force?
They're very much under the radar.
Right.
And I had an experience where there was a favorite restaurant in Palermo that I had eaten in several times. And it was really quite a small place. And then on a subsequent trip, he had expanded and it was beautifully redesigned and the food was still excellent. And I went back on one of my last trips, and the place was closed. The authorities had come in, closed it down, because this gentleman apparently had used mafia money for his remodeling and so on to make the place beautiful. And to my knowledge, it is still closed down. Interestingly, it's in a square of Via Domenica, which has a church in it that has the remains of Falcone, who was killed by the mafia in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
When they killed those two justices,
that was it.
That was the beginning of Sicilians' willingness to come out and talk about it.
Yeah. Since retirement, John Cahey has written a number of books about his love for Sicily and other parts of Italy. You can find his work at johncahey.com, and that's spelled K-E-A-H-E-Y. Well, one thing about Sicily that I think is thriving is the cuisine. You write about the food in your book. You had one particularly fine dining experience in a place called Cimina.
It's interesting. I have a friend who is a Sicilian-American, and she said, go see Cimina. That's her ancestral village.
Yeah.
And I showed up in Cimina. It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and I went into this shop, and I said, is there a nice restaurant around that you would recommend? And he said, it's up on the hill. He says, go up there And this other fellow in the shop said, "I'm driving by there right now. Follow me in your car." And so we got all the way up there, a road that overlooked the town, and went into this place. And the guy said to the man, he said, "This is a tourist, and he wants a good meal, and we recommended you." And they started bringing out food, no menu. Mm. One appetizer after the other. And then they bring out the main course, and they just come out one after the other.
I love that.
And then they come out with the salad. You always have the salad after the main course in Sicily. And this experience of sitting there for about 2 hours, eating one thing after another, I'm not a heavy eater, but I devoured everything.
But you're probably lucky that man set you up, and he said, "This is a tourist, take good care of him."
Right, and he knew nothing about me being a writer.
Yeah,
it was just somebody to come in.
Well, you wrote about it quite vividly in your book. Hey, we're out of time, but there's three sort of iconic things in my mind about Sicily: the Greek ruins, the church heritage, and the colorful, boisterous marketplaces. I'd like just your take on whatever you'd like to finish it about the quintessence of Sicily.
Well, the thing I've said about the Greeks is that there are more Greek ruins in Sicily, I think. I've never counted or anything like that, but I believe there are more Greek ruins in Sicily than there are in Greece. And they are well cared for in Sicily. And I tend to want to wander just through them and maybe have a conversation with somebody behind the counter.
You know, I think one thing for us to remember is 500 years before Christ, southern Italy was called Magna Graecia, Greater Greece. And there's a lot of wonderful Greek ruins in southern Italy, and the best of them would be in Sicily. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on your books, Seeking Sicily and Sicilian Splendors. You've been an inspiration for a lot of people to a wonderful corner of Europe. Thanks so much, and, mille grazie.
Hey, buon viaggio.
A popular columnist for one of Italy's biggest newspapers is back with us in a minute on Travel with Rick Steves. Beppe Severnini points out the entertainment value of passenger trains as a fun way to experience the world. And later in the hour, we'll help you unwind at some of the world's most photogenic hot springs.